radio check.
Or good evening, Jim. KO4HKX. Sounding good.
Noon.
I'm getting settled in for the evening.
Driving back from Easley and was right behind you the other day.
Monday.
Isn't like a black SUV or something like that?
Last week when the tow truck was broke down, I was in the excursion.
Get your attention, but we were at that intersection there. You were facing Walmart and just couldn't get your attention.
I would have loved to have met up with you for a minute, at least shake hands.
I have my radio with you to be able to holler at you. But hey, listen, I got to run to another place, so let me say 73 to you.
Talk to you this afternoon or evening, Jim. KO4HK. Clear.
Clear. Patrick N4ZLK.
Get done today? Is that bad of a day?
Until lunchtime, and then you know what happened there, so I'm just kidding. No, it wasn't bad. Just trying to get reshuffled.
So if you end up staying there, you'll get it worked out. It's hard to put a lot of effort into changing or working around much when you're only going to tentatively be there a couple weeks.
See the people that I used to deliver to, and they all remember me, so that's good. And a lot of them are like, I'm so glad to have you back. So that's kind of refreshing. At least I was missed, you know. At least they didn't roll their eyes when I walked in the door. Oh, great, he's back.
Glad to be missed and welcomed in with a nice, glad to see you.
But, you know, the days are getting shorter, so it's going to be every day getting up before the sun comes up and getting home long after the sun's gone down.
I mean, it's, what, not even 8 o'clock and the sun's already starting to go down now.
But I'm off tomorrow, so I'm going to got some things to do and got to call Wayne over there and make sure he's still good for Monday. Figure that all out. Cut the grass, work on some muck beds, see what else I can get into in a very short day.
Get something accomplished that you want to, and you have a good day.
We got a busy weekend. Apparently we've got a couple coming over. Their son and my daughter have been seeing each other now for a while. And Beth actually used to work for him when we first got married. He was the assistant manager at a place she was working. And all these years later, met my daughter, and now they're dating.
It's a small world, no matter how big a city you live.
But we really like him. We're going to meet the parents. Of course, I've met him years ago, but it's been more than 30 the last time I've seen him. And never met his wife, Harris's mom, so we'll enjoy them. I don't know if I guess Michaela and Harris are coming too. I'm assuming they are. And then Sunday, a couple that our kids grew up with, their kids, they're lifelong friends. We haven't seen them in a while since we've moved, and they've moved too. So we're a little further apart. We're going to get together.
I have much planned for the weekend other than working around the house. I've got some winter prep to get done.
Something to do, and I just remembered Beth sent me a couple of links. I was telling her about lunch, and she sent me a couple of links for you. I'm going to send them to you. There's a lady that she's been watching some of her videos. She's got a lot of really good information, and then there's a recipe also for that, I think it's what, homemade Gatorade type thing we were talking about. Got some good electrolytes in it and everything, so I'm going to send that to you as well.
Appreciate it. Tell her thank you. I said thank you.
This lady has got a lot. She's got a whole bunch of videos. You may have seen some of them. I'm not sure, but she's got a lot of information on a lot of stuff not just what we were talking about.
I said, I'll check it out as soon as I get it, and that lets you know.
I'll forward that to you soon. And boy, it's a beautiful sunset. I'm kind of got a view of the mountains and the sun coming down below a layer of clouds and over the mountains. It's real pretty.
Bet it is. You on, what is it, Ferris Bridge Road already?
I'm going to intersect it here in a minute. I had to, hang on, where am I? Oh, yeah, I know where I am. I was coming down White Horse, and right at 81, traffic was just stopped, all three lanes. The map, and it said the road was completely blocked. So I was able to get in the left turning lane, turned down 81, and went to 153, and I'm cutting through the country. I'm on 135 now.
I know about where you're at. That's a good view up through there. Good drive.
It's over Forest Bridge, right before you asked me, and I forgot I was already on the other side of it.
Ask you to work late tonight.
Taking it if they did, though, just because I'm off tomorrow. But that's kind of rare for that to happen to the day guys. Back to the views, there's a road out here off of Highway 8, not far from 8 and 135. I was talking to a package car driver this morning. He said, have you ever been up that road? And I said, no. And he said, I delivered up there. And he said, the driveway, this guy's building a house, said he has a view probably 30 miles south of Table Rock, and then a clear view all the way up the mountains. He said, you know, the other direction, east. He said at nighttime on a clear night, he can see a glow from Asheville from his vantage point.
That is nice. I know you can come up here and go to Jump Off Rock, and you can see, they say you can see into, I think it's four or five states where they come together right there. It's really nice if you ever get a chance to go up there.
Off of the road where your church is on?
In Henderson County, or Laurel Park, if you're familiar with the area. It's kind of, if you're heading from Hendersonville toward Brevard on 64, it's in that area.
Okay. All right. I know where that area, I mean, I've been on that road 64 between Brevard and Hendersonville. And I've heard of Jump Off Rock. I just don't know where it is. But I was on Chimney Rock up there one time, and it was really, really clear. And you could see, or I could see Kings Mountain from there. Just barely make it out on the horizon.
Nice things about being up here in the mountains, if you can get to these peaks, you can see for a long ways.
But it said it was about 50 miles, 50, 55 miles, so... But it was definitely Kings Mountain.
But if you can see that far off from those peaks, what you could do with a radio.
I know. It's crazy. And even just a handheld if you're up that high.
I don't take advantage of it like I should since I live here, but going up on the parkway, it's a beautiful up through that way, and there's lots of peaks in there where you can see for long ways.
We end up going up there during the fall colors at some point.
We try to stay away from it.
We were up there, we had to turn around because there was a motorcycle accident, and they had the guy was laying out in the middle of the road, and they weren't letting traffic go around him. The rest of the guys that were with him were blocking traffic, even though there was room to allow, you know, vehicles to go around. They were blocking traffic.
They were blocking traffic just to people riding with it?
Happened, and there was no emergency services there yet. We could hear them coming. We could hear them coming, and then they were going away, and then they were coming, and then going away. Going around on some of those roads to go back and forth to get up there.
Some curvy roads up that way, so yeah. Some of them, I think that you can see yourself coming and going.
Is Gary calling the net tonight?
Oh, he is. It's his night to call it, and I hadn't heard any different. So look forward to hearing him call the net and see what's on the swap net.
There tonight. I don't have to go to work in the morning, so I might just stay up for a while.
So normal day off on this route, or are you just taking a day off?
It's a day, the planned day for this route. The guy that had it, that was the day that he picked, because he didn't have enough seniority to get Monday or Friday, and they said I couldn't do it, even though I got bumped off my route. I had to keep the same day, and if I stay on it next bid, which is for starting October, I've got enough to get Monday or Friday, whichever one I want.
Because I have all my days grouped together. Of course, I know I would, because that's what I do.
I had this route. The first time I had this route, there was guys with more seniority that had Monday and Friday, and I could pick a Tuesday or a Thursday, and I picked Thursday because I would rather work 3 days and then only work one before a weekend. I know it's all psychological, still the same thing, but it just seemed to complete the week better. But Beth's off on Monday, so as soon as I get a chance, if I stay on the route, I'll take Mondays off.
That, but yeah, it's kind of like taking a late lunch, so when you come back, you don't have as long to go till you're done for the day.
What I used to do, or still try to do, when I had a package car route in Simpsonville, when we lived there, I would get all my deliveries done and then go home for lunch. Summertime, I'd hang out at the pool, jump in the pool, put on a fresh uniform, and it was nice. And then I just had a little bit of pickups to do, and then I would be done.
That used to do the same thing in the summertime up here working on cars. I'd take a late lunch, let everybody else get out of the restaurant or wherever you had to go do, so you didn't take as long to get things done. And then when you come back, you didn't have much time left, you know, hour or two. And by then, I'd gone into work early so I could beat some of the heat and just get more accomplished, because there wasn't as many people around. So my afternoons were just gathering up parts and pulling cars in the building, moving things around, and light work, so I wouldn't so trying to kill myself in the heat of the day.
Completely understand. I went over to go to that pizza place there in Powdersville, Antonio's, Monday, because I haven't eaten there in 2 years, and they have really good pizza. So I went over there, I looked online, they said it was open, got over there, and it was closed, and I looked up their hours again, and they're open from 11 to 2 and 5 to 9, and I got there about 2:30. Because that's about the time I used to go there anyway, all the other times. So now I gotta, if I want to eat there, I'm going to have to go early. So I'm thinking about Friday doing that.
Hey, I can meet you over there, but it'll be a little while.
We'll work it out. I've had some of the best pizza that I've ever had from anywhere around here. Came from that place. And it was always fresh out of the oven and just piping hot, loaded with cheese. I know it's not on your diet right now, but anyway, I gotta quit talking about it.
Ain't home yet, so you haven't eaten. Be like Tom getting on here rubbing in your nose what he's had for Miss Bernice fixing him today.
Gotta do it. I actually drove right by it, because I had to take a detour, and I went down 81, and I looked over there, and I thought, doggone it. But Beth's got some curry butternut squash soup that she made the other night with some vegetables. And if I stop somewhere and eat pizza and don't eat that, she's not going to be too happy with me.
Roger that. You might be trying out those bunk beds you're working on. Wouldn't be too bad to you, I'm sure. But she wouldn't be nothing too happy about it. Might hurt her feelings anyway.
Bad. I might probably could have gotten away with it and then just come home and either forced some down and had two dinners or slipped it in the trash can or something. I wouldn't do that. I'd feel but terrible about doing that.
Done something like that because forgotten the wife was fixing something and stopped and got something to snack on or to eat. I don't remember what it was, but got home and I'm like, then she reminds me, so yeah, now you're sitting down there, you're trying to force that down and you're like, oh man, I'm eating too much.
Say though that curry soup is really, really good, and just about everything she makes is worth skipping the restaurant, so I can't complain about it.
There's not much times I'm going to not eat with my wife and stop at a restaurant just because I want to. I'm going to come home and eat.
Sure what happened, but either there was a double or your signal just really went terrible and I couldn't copy very much of it. Get in there, go ahead, N4ZLK. And try that again, Patrick.
Not much that I'm going to stop to get over my wife's food. I'm going to come home and eat that before I stop anywhere, if I, at all possible.
Time. I'm not sure what happened. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. I might make it home before dark, too. Not far.
You have to go in this morning since you've changed over.
House at 6:30. Started up at 7:45. Is that right? Yeah, I wanted to make sure I got there in time to get a tractor. And traffic is just worse in the morning. Takes me longer to get there. Working the day shift at that time of day anyway than it was working that night shift.
That one exit that you're on 85 has got to be bad.
But just the closer I get, the heavier the traffic gets. It doesn't matter which way I go, whether I go down Whitehorse Road, 153, go through town, Stone Avenue, you know, it just points that highway that way through Travelers Rest. It just keeps building. It'll say I can be there in 50 minutes, but it takes me an hour and 10 to get there because of the traffic just getting heavier and heavier.
KO4HKX, I don't know if I ID'd there on that last round, so just play it safe. I know when I'm going down into Cherrydale on Tuesdays, it's pretty aggravating.
HV monitoring.
Hello there, I think it's Nick, KQ4, and I don't know the rest of it, but I've heard you. Name here is Shane, N4ZLK, I think we've spoken maybe once. Go ahead.
Nick and Patrick, good to hear from you too, sir. I remember the days back before smartphones, and we had those GPS devices that you would take around with like a TomTom, you know, and they would estimate the time always greater, and so you'd be driving there, you know, and the time would just be ticking off, you know, 8:08, 8:07, 8:06, and it seems like these days all the GPS technology that is wrapped into the smartphones, you know, pinpoints that time much more precisely, I guess, you know, but you don't see that the subtraction of time or your arrival time, you know, and I feel like that helps a lot, especially me, you know, when I tell someone I'm going to be there, at least I'd rather be early than right on time or a little bit behind. So now what I've done is I've started adding about 15 minutes to the ETA from Waze, for example.
Nick, I remember the same thing. In fact, we have a Toyota low mileage. It's a 2017 model. We've had a couple of years. And it's got a satellite navigation system in it. And so I was testing it. We were on a trip, and I put the time in, and I was like, man, it's over an hour different. It says it's going to take us an hour longer than what the phone says. But I left them both running, and by the time we got there, they just evened right out. So, and it was kind of the same thing. You could see the time dropping off of it.
Used much for one of the GPSs. I don't can't really tell you much. I didn't do, if I was traveling somewhere like that, I didn't have a a time frame. It was a day I needed to be there.
For the longest time, it was just an atlas. If we were going somewhere we didn't know and we'd follow the main road, then we'd get there when we get there. And I could kind of estimate, like, this state looks this big. It take us about, you know, took us this long to go this far. So, but, yeah, I still don't like to use them. It's more for my wife to know. Well, for her, it's a time to beat. For me, it's to let her know an estimate so that she can tell everybody what time we're going to be there. But, you know, around town and all that, I don't use it unless traffic is just horrendous and there's all these new ways now to get places. I'll see which one's the quickest. And it's usually by a minute or two.
Using maps, I used to have same thing, like a big atlas. It was a book, and I would highlight my route. I remember doing that, and that was pretty cool. It was much different days.
Could you imagine these young people today have you handed them a map and say, here, you can't use your telephone to get where you're going?
Now, to one of my daughters, and I'm not going to say which one, when she was driving, I got a map out, and I was trying to just show her how everything was related. She started crying. I said, okay, never mind. Here's your phone. Here's the GPS. Just use that.
I was thinking about that the other day, like pulling a map out, and I was like, man, where do you even find a map these days? You know, can you still go somewhere and buy one? I don't know.
You can still get them. Rand Manali still puts out the atlas every year, and you can still pick up the map. Like when you're coming into a state, if you'll stop at the first rest station, they usually got state maps and stuff there. I usually pick one up when I'm traveling around.
Driving off of a map is that I always felt like I knew where I was. And the car that I was telling you about, it's got the navigation system. It's got a map on the screen there. And I always, if we go on a trip, I always have that up because I like knowing where we are. I mean, it's not bad, you know, I can read signs and all that, but it kind of get an overview. My wife will go on a trip, and she'll call me, and I'll say, where are you? And she'll say, let me see she'll have no idea because she's just following that GPS. She would have no idea what state she's in, what city she went through. It's just kind of, I would feel lost if that's the way I was driving.
And giving me a good idea there is, maybe giving the kids the map and letting them kind of plot your progress while you're going somewhere.
A good idea to get them used to how a map works anyway. But I tell you, if they had to use the grid system on a map, A10, trying to find a place, I think it'd just be funny to watch.
Carry a map book for work, because there were many a time I had to run a route off of the map book like that. Anyway, we knew how to read them. But, gentlemen, I am in the driveway, so I'm going to clear out of here for a little while. Enjoyed it. Thanks for the ride along, and we'll talk to both of you later. Turn it over to Nick, and I'm sorry I don't remember your call, but go ahead and pick it up. N4ZLK, I'll be clear.
Jane, it was good talking to you.
Jane. Hope you have a good day off tomorrow and enjoy it. KO4HKX.
I'm going to head out for a few minutes here and catch you guys maybe a little bit later. I just got a phone call and I'm going to talk to my brother for a few minutes. It was great talking to you guys. KQ4QHV 73s, thanks and have a good evening.
Hope you have a great evening and maybe we'll look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX.